Parshas Ekev begins, V'hoyo Ekev tishmunes mishpatim o'ele, u'shmartim asisem o'isom, v'shomar Hashem lakech alecho sabrisas achesed shenishma lavisecho. If you keep the mitzvahs, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you all the brachas that come as a result of keeping those mitzvahs. Rashi tells us, V'hoyo Ekev tishmun, which mitzvah specifically are we referring to? Im ha-mitzvah itzkali she'odom dosh ba'akevav tishmun. If the easy mitzvahs, the small mitzvahs that a person treads on with their heel, if those are the ones that you're careful to keep, to fulfill, then Shomar Hashem Lakech Lecho Asabrisas Chesed. Kodesh Baruch will give you all the brachis, and the psukim go to enumerate the tremendous bracha that Kodesh Baruch will give as a result for keeping these mitzvahs. Vahivacho, virachacho, virbecho, brech vidnucho, fiad mosecho, degonacho, visericho, vitzarecho, shkarlafecho, shesanecho, aldemarshe nishba Hashem lavisecho, borchtiemekol amim, liebecho, akova, akovimtecho, presir Hashem chamuko hoili, beholdem mitzayim, haramisher yadata, liesimim boch, unesanomachol seinecho. They'll give you geffen, gesund, parnoso, nachas. You'll have whatever you need. You'll be protected from your enemies. You won't have any diseases, you'll have parnasa b'shefa. Kodesh Baruch Hu will have the brachas as a result of what? Keeping the mitzvahs, the small mitzvahs that a person is dosh be'ikov. What's so special about these mitzvahs? That in their wake, a person receives this tremendous bracha. So there's a number of reasons, l'char. Well known that Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says when it comes to tshuva, that a person should focus with his tshuva on the bechinas hakalos, on the easy aspects of the Avodas Hashem. That's where the first place where a person should work on the Avodas Hashem. What's the reason for that? Is it because he lived in the 19th century and it was a discount for the people that can't do full tshuva? No, it's not that way. That's the real way to do tshuva. Why is that? It says Rishol Salanter because the Gemara tells us, Kosho Oinshon Shalavon Yoyser Mi Oinshon Shaltcheles. The punishment that a person gets for not fulfilling the mitzvah of tzitzis, if he doesn't fulfill the tzitzis, the white strings of the tzitzis, is much greater than somebody that doesn't put on the tcheles tzitzis onto his beged. What's the reason for that? Because the white strings are very cheap, and the tcheles strings are very expensive. So we can understand if a person doesn't want to spend extra money to put on the tcheles. However, the person that doesn't want to put on the loven strings, the white strings, those are so cheap. Why wouldn't somebody want to do that? It's so easy. Therefore, since it's so easy, if a person doesn't do it, the punishment's much greater. Something which is hard, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu takes into account the fact that it's hard. Memela, the reason why a person should focus on the easy things is not just because it's easy, and therefore we'll be able to do it, but because that's where the greatest punishment is. Because if it's so easy, why don't you do it? So that's where our Iker focus should be. Memela, that's why a person's Kabbalah is always supposed to be the easiest thing. That's what the Bali Musar say. Always take on the easiest thing. It's not just because if you don't do an easy thing, you're not going to be able to continue. It's because that's really, if it's hard, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu already says, I'm taking that into account. The easy things, that's where the Iker punishment is, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it's so easy for you, why don't you do it? That's where really a person should focus. And once again, obviously, if it's a little bit too hard, then a person is not going to, since it's so hard, a person's not going to be able to keep the Kabbalah. Rav Volba gives an amazing mashal that he felt with it, that he experienced himself with regard to this, with regard to tshuva, making a small Kabbalah. He said, after the Yom Kippur War, he was flown to Egypt to speak to the troops that were stationed there. And he said, as they entered Egyptian airspace, he realized that they were flying just a few meters above the trees. He got nervous. Were they having engine trouble? So he went over to the pilot and he asked him, it was a small plane. He went over and he says, what's going on? He asked somebody, is they having trouble? They said, no, they're not having trouble. They just went into enemy airspace and they're trying to fly below the radar of the Egyptians. Said Rav Volba, wow, what a lesson we can learn from there. He says, the Yetzirah also, his radar only picks up fly-highing Kabbalists. When a person takes a Kabbalah which is too high, the Yetzer Hara can be sure he'll shoot it down. A person's got to take on a small Kabbalah, fly below the radar of the Yetzer Hara. He doesn't even pick it up because it's such a small thing. That's the kabbalas we have to do. Those are the small things. That's the ikar avayda of a person, is the small things. The mitzvahs hakalos, shadam dosh be'ikrivav. Those are the small things. That's the first tremendous maila that there are to the small mitzvahs, because that's the ikar avayda of a person, is on the small, easy things. That's where the biggest punishment is. That's where a person's avayda starts. That's where he's supposed to focus his koiches. But in addition to that, we can't underestimate every single mitzvah. We have to appreciate even the smallest mitzvahs. There's a great maestro, Rav Steinman, he used to give 1 shekel a day for the 6 million kedushin that were killed during the Holocaust. So they asked him, 6 million, if you divide 1 shekel by 6 million, it's a teeny amount. What is every neshama getting? It's such a small amount. What are you doing already? He said, you're right. If I had to divide 1 shekel by 6 million, then it really doesn't come up to very much at all. However, one mitzvah is nitzchis. Nitzchis, you could easily divide by 6 million. To appreciate 1 shekel is nitzchis. Nitzchis is eternity. And that's for sure you could divide by 6 million. Every single maisa is so chashiv that there's so much that we could gain from it. So much from every single maisa. It's more than that. We could define, there's a well-known Ramban in Parshas Boy. Parshas Boy, the Ramban tells us at the end of Boy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did all the Nisim in Mitzrayim so that he should be able to show us that he's in charge. And he says, and he continues, and he says, "Min ha-nisim ha-gedolim atan makir b'nisim ha-ketanim." From all the tremendous Nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, then a person can be makir b'nisim ha-ketanim, that those are also a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and there's nothing that's really not a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Everything, even if it doesn't look like an ace, everything is a Kaddish Baruch Hu. We see that from the big ma'aseh he does, he shows that he's in charge, then we know that even the small things, he's in charge. I think that it's the exact opposite with a human being. With a human being, we're able to define the human being by the small ma'aseh. From the small ma'aseh, we could see that when he does big ma'aseh, those big ma'aseh are also really something special. Why is that? It's Mefurish Gemara. Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Ches tells a story about Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan that he was mako kilas barabim. The Romans were decreed that we're not allowed to learn Torah, and Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan literally sacrificed his life to be mako kilas barabim, to gather Yidden together and teach them publicly Torah. His Rebbe Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma was taken into captive into jail, and he went to go visit him. And his Rebbe asked him, Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan, I hear that you're being mako kilas barabim. He says, don't you know that the Romans, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Romans the dominion and they're in charge now? You have to do what they say. So he says, Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan responds, he says, Min ha-shamayim yirachamu. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have rachamim. Rabbi Yisrael Kisma says, Ani yomer lecha dvarim shel tam v'ata omirim min ha-shamayim yirachamu. I'm telling you something, a reasonable thing, something rational, and you're answering back. He's a Tomea, and that's what happened. We know Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan that he was. He says, I'm certain that you're going to get burnt together with the Sefer Torah that you're learning, and that's what we know what happened to Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan. So Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan turns to his Rebbe and he says, Rebbe, mani lo ilam habo. Do I have any schus to make it to olam habo? The question itself is remarkable. What does that mean? We just told a second ago how he's mako kilas barav. He literally is sacrificing his life. He's putting his life at stake to teach HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Is there any greater schus than that? No, that's not. He asked his Rebbe, do I get any mani l'olam habo? So Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma, his Rebbe says to him, klum ma'isa bal yotcho. Do you have any special ma'isa that you deserve to get olam haba for? So he says, yep. He says, Moish shel Purim nischal fili bi Moish shel tzedoko, v'chilaktim kulam tzedoko. He said, I had my own money that was designated for my Purim Suda, and it got mixed up in some money that I had on Purim that was slated for tzedoko. And I didn't know what was mine, what was the tzedoko money, so I gave it all to tzedoko. Said Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma, Im kein, michelkecho yuchelki. He says, halavai, that I should have the same chilek that you have in Olam Haba. And the whole story is remarkable. How do we understand this? What mind-boggling. From the tremendous ma'isa of being ma'isa nefesh, we're not sure if he gets olam haba. To ma'isa nefesh mamish, to teach people Torah. No, that's not enough to get olam haba. However, the small ma'isa, literally, it would seem that the small maisa of some money got mixed up, some of his own money with tzedakah money, and he gave it all to tzedakah, that he does deserve Elam Haba for. That's his grace and schos that he's going to get to Elam Haba. The answer is because b'imako kilas beralbim, even a person can sacrifice themselves for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they could found tremendous organizations, they could do things that make the headlines, but it's all for that reason. It's just to make the headlines. Does it really mean that it's for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Lav dafka? Where do we see that it's for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? When it's in your house, when it's on your own dining room table, you have some money that got mixed up and there's no one there besides the Ribbono Shel Olam who knows. And you go ahead and you take that money and you do something specific for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It could be something, a few dollars. That's all. It could be one shekel. And you're not sure if it's yours, it's tzedakah's, and you do it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says those small ma'isim are what really define a person. It's the mitzvah sakalai, shodam dashmei kovav, that really define a person. Those are the things that, from the small ma'isim, we could now know that the big ma'isim that he did, the b'makal kilos b'ramah, that was also for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the tremendous maila of small ma'isim. Be'etzem, to end off, that's really the Indian of Baal Pa'ar. Baal Pa'ar, we know, is a Avodah Zarah, that one relieves themselves before the Avodah Zarah, and it's mind-boggling. What type of Avodah Zarah is that? How did Bnei Yisrael fall for such a thing? Why did they cleave to Baal Pa'ar? So Rav Huttner told Rav Volbe, he says that the Avodah Zarah is really pessimism. People are pessimistic, and they say it doesn't make a difference if you have a succulent steak or a red apple or whatever delicious. It doesn't make a difference. At the end of the day, it all turns into excrement. But it's much deeper than that. They're pessimists, and they say no matter what you do during your life, it doesn't make a difference, because at the end of the day, a person ends up in the cleft in the ground. And Yiddishkeit stands exactly diametrically opposed to that. Yiddishkeit, everything is chashiv. Excrement is the beginning of new life. It's used as fertilizer to grow new things. And when a person dies, he passes on, that's when he really starts living in Olam Haba for eternity. There's nothing which is not chashiv. Everything is chashiv. Every small mitzvah is chashiv. Everything has chashivas. There's nothing which doesn't have chashivas. You're waiting online, you can say kapitel tilim. You have 2 minutes. You can pick up a phone and make a call to somebody, be mesameach somebody, a good word somewhere. There's nothing which is not chashiv in a yid's life.